She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We're going to check in with my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, about a half hour from now. See if all of this insane kind of weather is going to impact cars. And I thought we had kind of turned the corner, you know? It was going to be spring and people were out with the windows down. We're all going to be doing nice drives. And then, yeah. Few moments from now, I can't do ish math, but 4:20-ish, I will give you the chance to win a pair of tickets for Little Feet, their final farewell tour, their last farewell tour, the last of the final, well, whatever, they're going to be here September the 18th at Innsbruck After Hours, and I love Little Feet. And yes, I know, it's because I do have those delicate Fred Flintstone type of twinkle toe feet, but we'll give you a pair of tickets at 4:20-ish, okay? Oh, James River Air text line, always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Last night, down at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell, was a really fun time. It was an important time. For those who didn't understand, and there's still some, I got to tell you, who don't understand the importance of WRVA, it's fascinating to watch an educational process unfold. Jimmy Barrett, you know, was here for 16 years. And Jimmy and I spent a lot of time just sort of catching up backstage. Been a while since I had seen Jimmy, let alone chatted with him. And he's, you know, he had kind of figured this is going to be it. He's going to stick around 16 years. And then he had what turned out to be really almost like a dream job situation. You know, his lovely bride worked for Continental Airlines and had family and friends and stuff in Houston. And just, you know, sometimes things happen like that. And he did that. You know, he's been down there, I guess, now for what, 9 years, right? John was here for 8. Rich has been here for, yeah, so he's been gone for 9 years. 9 years. But still such great memories of Central Virginia. And I personally identify with Jimmy, because again, I'm here for 14 years now. Could there be something else that comes along and says, hey, have you ever thought about, or blah, blah, blah? Yeah, I suppose, maybe. But, you know, I love Central Virginia. I think it's a great, great place. I really do. So it was just nice to be there with a lot of great people. It was great to see the reaction to Governor Wilder, to see the reaction for John Reed. This is all good stuff. And, of course, Rich Herrera, who, you know, is the host of Richmond's Morning News, has been for the last year. Rich and I were actually joking early. You know, Rich said to me, well, Jeff, you know, you guys have all this time. Jimmy was here for 16 years. You're here for 14 years. John was here for 8 years. I'm only here for a year. What am I going to say? Hey, let me tell you what happened last Thursday. I did suggest that he open with that because I thought that would have been absolutely hysterical. But it is part of the importance of this radio station. You know, I also, good, bad, or indifferent, man, I got to tell you the truth, right? I think folks have come to expect that, and they get that now, and don't always appreciate it, but tough. Got to be honest with you. So I shared with everybody in the audience last night that when I first got here, there were people right here at this very radio station telling other people that I was not going to stay. I thought that was fascinating. I really did. I thought it was fascinating then. I still think it's fascinating. 14 years later, I have no idea if they've changed their mind. I don't care, but I do find it fascinating. And Jimmy invoked inflation. You know the joke. What is the quintessential Richmond joke? Anybody? By a show of hands, how many people does it take to change a light bulb? Right? 10. 1 to change a light bulb, 9 to stand around and tell you how good the old light bulb was. With inflation, Jimmy decided, and perhaps the birthday of WRVA, that it was 100 people. 1 to change a light bulb, but 99 to tell you how great the old light bulb was. It was wonderful to have so many people show up. Wonderful to have so many people saying nice things about the radio station. And on a very personal basis, to have so many people go out of their way to come up to me and thank me for being their voice, for saying the things they would like to say, but they can't. Saying the things that need to be said, being advocates for people who can't really advocate for themselves, might be disabled members of our community. A lot of cases, as you know, it's law enforcement. I mean, law enforcement professionals, by virtue of the very position they're in, cannot really stand up and share with you exactly what their thoughts are on this issue or that issue. I am not burdened by that. What did Vice President Word Salad say? I am unburdened by what had been and what will be until, whatever. But Dave Jasper says, hey, Jeff, it was great seeing you last night and sharing the stage with you. It was a very nice event. Thank you for inviting me. Dave was one of the guys here at WRVA and did a great job. Now, Dave was here back when they were still playing some music during parts of the day. And I did tell you that Randall Bloomquist was the actual program director who came in, and his charge was break it and then fix it. Rebuild it. Right? Break what it is, which was a lot of music stuff, a lot of, oh my gosh, happy smiley stuff, and replace it with real talk radio. And that's what he did. And he was very unpopular with some of the people in the station because, again, these are people, not necessarily radio people. They didn't understand what was happening, and they were terrified. And in that same Richmond tradition of, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, I got to tell you how great it is now and how it was. And Randall's job was come in and essentially say, we're moving on. We're moving in a different direction, right? We're going to do real, honest-to-goodness talk radio. And he did that. And so you look at some of the great talent. Gary Hess, and I don't know how I somehow just glossed over this. Gary Hess has been on WRVA for 30 years. Gary Hess, one of the most talented people that I know. And to his core, one of the nicest people, one of the best men that I know, Gary Hess. Just great guy. Gary's been here for 30 years. A third of this radio station, Gary has been on the air. And he's done wonderful work throughout that entire time. It is so important. And Gary did a great job talking about all the talent. And so that's why I am spending a little time just, it's not inside baseball, but you have to understand that there's a lot that went into crafting WRVA for the modern age. And that started with Randall. and the great talents and the great programs that came. Right? It was a huge addition when WRBA got Rush Limbaugh. A major, major seismic shift, and helped to build this radio station. It was a great day when Glenn Beck was added to the lineup at WRVA. These are huge, huge sea change events. One of the greatest program directors I've ever worked for, Aaron Trimmer. Aaron was with us earlier this week. Aaron, a Richmond kid, grows up, gets into this business, winds up running this radio station, did amazing work. Oh, incredible work. And then he got stolen away by a much, much larger market. So he's out in Phoenix, Arizona now. Greg Henson was here. Greg was with us earlier this week. Greg was here, I think, 4 years, 3 years, 4 years, I don't know, something like that. Great job. Rock solid talk radio program director. Had the chance to go back to his hometown, and he took it. And then that company went bankrupt. Hey, welcome to the modern age, right? And now he is the program director of another legendary 100-year-old radio station, WHO, in Des Moines, Iowa. Great radio station. And the guy who really, behind the scenes, if you will, a name that you only know because I've told you about it, guy who made the biggest difference as the programmer in the history of WRVA was Ken Charles. Ken is the gold standard when it comes to talk radio programming in the world. You take that one to the bank. I know one or two things about one or two things. That's one of them.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And what he was able to do here, crafting a radio station, again, for the modern age. And he's the one who hired yours truly. Despite, as I said, people saying, well, Jimmy Barrett said he hired you. He did not. He did not. Jimmy was part of the process, but it was Ken who actually hired me. So that was pretty cool. But anyway, as I said, Gary Hess last night did a great job with the on-air people. I just wanted to share a little bit with you of who it was behind the scenes, who is responsible for all of us who are in front of you. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
And now a WRVA Centennial Minute, sponsored by the Virginia American Revolution 250 Commission. Celebrate with us at visit.va250.org. America, made in Virginia.
Well, checking the rest of the bridges, the Boulevard, the Vowite Parkway, and the Huguenot Bridge all moving smoothly this morning. We don't see any problems trying to get across the river in either direction. And in the West End, Ridge Road looks good. Also, Parham Road in pretty good shape this morning. Three Chop headed into the Cougar Executive Center from both directions in pretty good shape. Also, Forest off of Glenside up to the Cougar Executive Center and down to Ridge is moving good in both directions. 64 outbound and inbound. We don't have any real problems yet. The sun not right in your eyes. So that's moving along quite well. Past Glenside, Broad Street. And on down to Staples Mill, Broad Street, very light at this point. That'll probably start picking up in the next 10 or 15 minutes. At Dunbarton, and it is 64, but once you get past that, you're in pretty good shape, or getting on to 64 for that matter. And this is Tom Kennedy, WRPA Traffic Scan Helicopter.
420-ish. See? Now, on my new smartwatch, which is way smarter than I am, and you remember I gifted this to myself for, I think I got it for Hanukkah, right, Jeremiah? Well, I got it for me, for you, so that the times were really there. It's, at the moment, 16:22 and 56 seconds, so that's ish. And then I have a little thing here that is 4:20-ish. So, yeah, here it is. Little Feet. You want to go? September the 18th, Little Feet, their last farewell tour, the final goodbye tour. Little Feet, love them. I will be there because I love Little Feet. Innsbruck After Hours, caller number 7. Yeah, let's do that. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Caller number 7, you'll get a pair of tickets for Little Feet, September the 18th at Innsbruck After Hours. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, I appreciate you telling the listeners about all the quality folks behind the scenes of WRVA through the years. Yeah, there are all sorts of great people behind the scenes. There really are. Solid people. Some of the finest, I just went through the great program directors that we've had in the past. They're great, great guys who crafted this radio station. And you didn't know who they were. And that's fine, right? They weren't looking for you to know who they were. But you know about somebody like me or like Jimmy Barrett because of them. That's pretty cool. By the way, 804 says, I really never liked Mallard the Duck. You mean Millard the Mallard? Wow. That's okay. Well, I'm going to put you down in the no category then for Millard. I think everybody else loved Millard. I own Millard, you know. He was there last night, and I'm hoping he was safely returned to the radio factory because that's my Millard. Curtis from Bumpus says, Jeff, I enjoyed the birthday party last night. You looked great being thin. Are you sick? LOL. Yeah, isn't that weird? People get themselves in shape. And what happens? Other people say, oh, are you dying? What do you have? Do you have cancer? Do you have cancer? No. I just realized I wasn't interested in being obese. But thank you so much for your concern. Crazy. Just crazy. Yeah, you look really good. Are you going to die today? No. Well, I mean, we're not promised anything, I know, but I have no plans, thanks. I cocktail hour is scheduled later this evening, and since it's Friday, the weekend bartender is working, you know what I mean? Bobby down in Colonial Heights says, hey, Jeff, I suggest the members of the Richmond City Council and Mayor Dr. Donnie Avuli rotate riding along with these shepherd diplomats in assisting inebriated folks home each weekend. They need a taste of reality. Yeah, wouldn't that be great? If his mayorship, Dr. Donnie Avuli, actually went out with some of his appointed ambassadors to help, and I use his word, shepherd the inebriated buffoons home in the bottom at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning some Saturday, that'd be great, yeah. Pat says, Jeff, you are so correct, Jeff. I lived in the city for almost 21 years. When all of this stuff happened in 2020, my daughter and I decided to sell our duplex. I was sick of the city, and she also got some bad renters upstairs. She was tired of that, too. I hear you, Pat. Speaking about my comments on the law enforcement folks, you go, Jeff. Okay. I am going to do exactly that. Oh, I've got a report on the cake. I'll file that report in a moment. I did not get any of the WRVA birthday cake last night, but I had a number of people show up with some really cool gifts for me. I did put those photos up over on Facebook. It is 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 436, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeedy it is. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. We've got all sorts of great stuff going on, and I got to tell you that it was a pretty cool get-together last night celebrating the 100th anniversary of WRVA. Yeah, 100 years. 100 years of this radio station. It's an important radio station. There are only, what did we decide? Was it six? I think it's six radio stations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Around America that are reaching that 100-year mark. The weather has been, well, it's been goofy. It's really just been goofy. You and I spent, 2 weeks locked up in our houses because of terrible, terrible ice and bitter cold. My gosh, single-digit sort of nonsense. And then we had 90 degrees for a couple of days, 85 degrees. I thought it was gorgeous. And yesterday, it was like 80 in the morning and it was snowing on the way to Hopewell. So I have no idea what's coming up in the future. I do know that it's got to, if it's confusing me, it's got to be confusing our car, right? Stan Andruski is, amongst other things, my brother from another mother. But during the week, you're going to find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. And I have to remind you about this, that Style Weekly Best Of competition runs through the end of the month. And Certified Auto Repair already has been named one of the top three car repair places in all of Central Virginia. Now, I am voting every day, multiple times a day, and you have the opportunity to do that as well to support Certified Auto Repair. We want to make them the number one auto repair shop in Central Virginia. Stan, welcome, sir.
Jeff Katz, the only one. The one-of-a-kind Jeff Katz. How are you doing this afternoon, my brother?
I am doing well, and thank God there's only one. Could you imagine if there were a bunch of me floating around? That could be dangerous.
No. I could not I'm fine with just you because you're one-of-a-kind, and that's what makes you so great. I don't need but one, Jeff. Okay. I mean, you're such a good friend, and you're all joking aside, absolutely love having you as a friend, man, and a mentor in my life. And so thank you every time. There aren't enough words ever. Thank you doesn't ever seem enough. But I do want to tell you thank you for everything you've done. And I hope you know how much you mean to me and so many other Central Virginia people that we look for you for some truth and some it's a daily friendship with you. And I've been blessed enough to know you personally, not just on the radio. And again, man, I just every time I think about it, I'm like, I want to make sure he knows. And just leave no stone unturned. Easy for me to say. And I don't want to have any regrets in my life at all. I've done so many things in my life and made so many good friends that it's just beyond blessing to have you as one of my main. And I just want to thank you.
Well, thank you. The feeling is more than mutual. And now I'm getting all red in the face and blushing. And, you know, my head's going to get bigger. And you don't want to do that. But no, thank you. That is more than kind, and when I say the feeling is mutual, believe me, you take that one to the bank. You want to talk about cars at all?
Yeah. Let's get on this brotherly love fest thing.
So it's enough already. Yeah. Come on, people are going to start talking about this. We don't want that.
A lot of good questions last weekend. We were live in the studio, and a lot of great questions. I mean, a lot of good calls, and we're hoping to do that again. I know. Between the weather and my travel schedule and, you know, my friend passing, it's been crazy for us to be in live, obviously, every single week. But we have been as much as we can. We're going to be tomorrow, so we can't literally – I cannot wait to answer your car questions. Guys, there is a need in this industry for truth. There's a need in our society for truth, and that's all I try to do. I'm trying to bring what I've done and how I've watched cars, the education I've had, the experience I've had. I'm trying to bring a standard across the industry, because there's really not one for so many different things. That's what's so confusing. Technicians, and even if you go to a college and train, yes, you learn how to repair vehicles, but the standards of what you're supposed to be doing are very confusing. Matter of fact, so are running the business. Our representatives make it extremely hard for small businesses. Yeah. The federal government does. Our government does. Any of you that know small business know what I'm talking about. The whole entire burden goes on any business, small all the way up to large. It's the same tax codes. Income changes tax code, but it doesn't change the way they tax you on every single thing. And so I just want to say that I hope one day Virginia will be a place that will be pro-business. I don't care where they rank. I don't believe it for a second, because I talk to small businesses every day. It is a good place to do business, but we need to protect that. So I just like to give the overall everything. You know I don't like getting into politics on that show at all. Right. I hate doing it. Yep. And some people talk about when they're trying to pass something that negatively affects you or is going to cost you a ton of money as a consumer. You're going to hear me out here protecting you. I don't care which side does it. Right. Cash for Clunkers was actually somewhat bipartisan. They had a lot of people on both sides. It was the dumbest thing they've ever done as representatives. Completely idiotic. Yep. We're still paying for it. People are paying for used parts for their cars they can't even get anymore. Right. You know, over a false premise of gas mileage and gas guzzlers on cars that are superior to what they were even 10 years ago. It's completely dumb. So I will fight for those things. I'll fight when they try to tell you you have to buy an EV, and they try to tell you that EVs are much better or cleaner, right, than your vehicle. I got news for you. Your vehicle, since about 79, started putting emissions on, 75. Guys, we have emissions figured out a long time ago. Your cars are super clean since the late 90s. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not even hurting the world.
Right.
You're just not. And so they're trying to make you think that you're driving the Bandit car back in the 90s. So you're going to hear me, guys, back in the 70s, you're going to hear me stand up for you guys whenever our people in power do not consult with the experts before they make decisions. And I don't know, how often does that happen? Every day. They think they know better.
Yep.
You know, when our political parties first started, they would confide. Matter of fact, they would be the experts in the area. You'd have mechanics. Back then, you'd have probably wagon mechanics and work on wagon wheels. You'd have people who were bricklayers. You'd have shoe people, right?
Yeah.
People that fixed your shoes. And they would go to Congress, and they would know some things about some things. Now, these days, sorry, guys, I trust none of our representatives, almost none. Yeah. There's a few that I really love that I know have our best interest. But so I'm going to do that from time to time. But overall, it's only for, and I'm going to tell you why I'm doing it and bring receipts. But I'm there to protect Central Virginia in that way, and I'm there to try to help you any way I can with car repair. That's what this whole thing's about.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to chatting about all of this tomorrow. And you're one of those guys who, honest to goodness, is it really is standing up for people. It's part of the reason I know that you became involved with ShopFix, and now you're such a great brand ambassador is the term that everybody's come up with. But you're just sharing some really good news about that. And for owners of shops, I've got a really silly question for you. And you probably have a good answer. We've talked about how the weather, you know, cold versus hot versus this can impact your cars. Now, the last, 24 hours, Stan, the weather has been bizarre, but the winds have really, really picked up. And I was just wondering, does that impact cars, or is that one of those things that cars like, hey, I may care about how hot it is, but the wind is cool with me?
So it certainly impacts when you talk about several things. One, driving down the highway, obviously, right?
Sure.
It's going to try to push. I was just on 295, and I can promise you, the wind will move. It moves my entire Escalade, and it will move your car or your truck as well, right? So be aware. Keep your hands on the wheel. Even if you have Super Cruise or self-drive, it's a really good idea in windy days to not – those self-driving cars, including this one, are not the best with understanding what's happening with wind. So make sure you keep your hands on the wheels. They don't know how to adjust that well, if any, to wind. They can't see it. They can't sense it too well, right? They're not on the cars. Wind's a big deal. Also, what does wind do? Well, wind, if you're parking underneath trees or you're at a house and you have a choice to park underneath that limb or park over here in a field, I would park in a field. You have less chances of breaking your windshield. Just like your mirrors, This sounds basic, but just like your mirrors, your windshields can cost several thousand dollars these days. It has technology and sensors in it to help with your blind spots, to help with you stopping when somebody in front of you stops quick. All of those things are now integrated into a lot of these cars. So just think about it for a minute. Do I want to park underneath that tree that already drops acorns that could break something mm-hmm. that's really expensive? Yep. Or park over here just for the night? And lastly, the thing that I can think about that is, you know, your cabin air filters and air filters. Of course, it's going to be stirring up a lot more dust. You do have the ability to basically clog up an air filter, maybe not clog it up completely, but you can start the process instead of going 15,000 miles. You go through some of this wind over by a construction site, and you can get both of those things pretty clogged up and have to replace them sooner than normal. So, yeah, those are where I see it affecting.
Okay. Well, excellent. I'm glad to get the information. I'm so excited to be hanging out with you tomorrow. That's the plan. And we will meet up at the Radio Factory and have some fun from 8 till 9 talking about cars and, you know, maybe one or two other things as well, right?
Yeah. Talk about, you know, cars. We talk about, you know, obviously Arts and Certified are our shops, but finding a good shop in your area.
Yep.
We talk about other shop owners and technicians that are having issues running their shops. You know, I've opened it up to the community lately. I've gotten a lot of calls and texts from you guys and emails, Facebook messages about, man, I didn't ever want to say this because it was my dad's place, but I'm really having trouble running this place. I'm afraid I'm going to lose everything. What can I do? Guys, I'm here for that. I didn't know, but I've learned some things, and I want to help you get out of that. When we go to look at buying a shop, we don't just go and try to get the best deal and take advantage of people. A lot of people don't even know how to run it, and so it's not going to be worth a whole lot when they think it's worth this money. It's not worth a lot if you're not profitable. So I'll spend the time to get you profitable to where the bank will give you a good estimate on it and a good loan on it to where you can actually retire. I'm not looking to buy all these shops, but I do want to help you to make sure that if you make that choice, like we just did with Arts, mm-hmm. we helped Art retire after 35 years, okay? And it was something that was amazing on both sides to have that friendship and to be able to help him get through that. So I'm here. Not that he was running things wrong. It was just there's things that I can do that I've learned that I want to help you with. So, yeah, I love doing that. We love doing that, and that's what this whole show is about tomorrow. You guys have car questions. There's a lot of confusion out there, and it's not really us versus them. It's let me tell you what we do, what's worked for me for 35 years, and why we do it. Right, I have receipts for everything I'm going to tell you to do. I won't tell you to do something that's snake oil that I can't prove has worked time and time again, right, over and over. So that's what I love about tomorrow.
I love it. Well, I'm looking forward to it. That is Stan Andruski. Stan is the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski, the best weekend radio show anywhere. Tomorrow morning, starting at 8 a.m. on this very radio station, and I'll be hanging out with him and offering all sorts of awful advice. And then Stan comes in and says, please don't listen to anything that Jeff said. He knows nothing about cars except, all right, now let's stop with that. He just knows nothing about cars, so you listen to Stan. But it's great fun. We have a great time doing it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. A building up on Church Hill, which is just amazing. If you have not, well, no, everybody has seen it, I think. But all right, there's probably one person, maybe three people haven't seen it, but you need to visit it. Now, I don't know if you can get in the building. It belongs, as memory serves, there's some sort of nonprofit there, and I actually had called ahead once and said, hey, you know, I'm over at WRVA, but I'd love to see what this old building. Oh yeah, come on over and take a tour, which was great. But it's just being in that little roundabout in front of it and looking over the river and looking into the city. It's just a beautiful, beautiful location. And then of course the original location was down sort of like the bottom, I guess, would be the best way to describe it, right? John Reed, if you remember, when the official 100 years happened. Back in November, John was down there, did a nice video, like a stand-up thing on Facebook. And it's just so interesting to chat with so many people about so many different parts of RVA. One of the engineers, long retired, who I've read his texts throughout the years, great guy, he came out last night and wanted to spend time with me, and was just a super-duper guy. Telling me about the history of the antenna, which sounds kind of crazy, until you realize, for the longest time, that was the only way that you could be listening to this radio station. Now we've got technology, it's a little bit different, but some of those stories, and one of the towers was actually made of wood. I can't tell you the last time that I heard about a radio station tower, because remember, these are not little things. These are gigantic structures. But it was made of wood. And it's something I'm hoping, he said, you can still see some parts of it and some of the stuff out at the old transmitter site. So I'll share some of that with you. We had some folks show up with some pretty cool stuff last night, some of the photos that they had of old events. And again, it's just a reminder of this community. It's not just this radio station. Let me be very clear on that. It is not just this radio station. It is this community. And one of the things I hope I was able to get across last night was that as thankful as people are for this radio station, those of us on this side of the microphone are even more grateful for you. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.